Good morning. It's time for the Kansas State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Program Manager, Josie Medlin. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
A bit of a double feature, I guess, because we had you on last week. So,
Yeah, I know. I usually am only here like once a month, and I feel like I've been here quite a bit lately.
Becoming a regular, which we...
I love being here.
We love having you. Well, we just talked about how May has been flying by, and that means fair season's coming up, and some registration has to get done.
Yeah, so as some of you 4-H members have seen, fair pre-registration is live. You can go online to the website and go onto the Franklin County page, and you will see all of the different signups. So as you all know, there are several. It's really important. And this year, I have made some checklists and set some key dates for you guys to add to your calendar. So please make sure that you guys are looking at that and start adding that. So first, we have our horse ID. Forms are due to the office by June 1st. So you only have about 10 days to get those done. So make sure you get those in. And then all of the pre-entry forms we have the horse entry form, poultry, rabbit, dog, animal count or your stall reservations, cat and hand pet, fashion review, and your project pre-registration and conference judging. So those are all forms that you need to go online and sign up and go through all the prompts that it has. As well, if you are a clover bud and you want to do something at the fair, make sure you either call the office or you email me at josie03@ksu.edu. As well, make sure you get your family nominations in, your Franklin County born and raised, and your purebred papers. And remember, families, that needs to be in the child's name only. And on that purebred paper, it has to say May 1st or before May 1. We also have our Mr. and Miss applications out. So make sure that you guys are getting out there and getting those forms done because, as you all heard, there are several forms. So make sure you're not missing one. As well, some things that I have made for a checklist. Make sure you guys are reading that fair book. It is out there. Make sure you're printing out what projects you are doing so you know exactly what to have for your exhibits. Stop in the office and get those entry cards for fair. Please do not lose them though, as we only have so many for fair. Don't forget to add to your calendar on Sunday, July 20th. We will be having an award ceremony, cleanup, and a pizza lunch. So make sure you guys are spreading the word, telling your friends and family about the fair and getting in there. As we always say, we're here for you. If you have any questions or need a hand in understanding the rules or filling out forms, please don't hesitate to reach out as we're happy to help and make it easier for you. We want this experience to be positive.
Sounds like a ton of fun, and I can't believe summer's just around the corner. It's crazy. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marion City District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.